Welcome to You Gotta Check This Out with Mike Slater and Dre Alvarez. I'm the Mike, and each season, me and my co-host Dre take a deep dive into one of our nerdy obsessions. For our first season, we're exploring the epic 90s sci-fi series Babylon 5. We'll guide you through all five seasons of the show, featuring key episodes from each one and using them as talking points for analyzing the series as a whole. Here's a sample of what's to come.
This is an offshoot of the Nerd Show, which myself and Jeff may do. We wanted to do more, and Jeff's comment is, I am but one man. And Mike, you had such a great idea as a start. You were like, let's talk Babylon 5.
Yeah, see, that's what we have on, Jeff, is we are actually two people.
Yeah, it works perfectly. We're the X-Men Blue versus X-Men Gold, or X-Men Gold versus X-Men Blue. Take your pick.
Guy yeah, who's Jeffrey Sinclair, right?
Yeah, Sinclair.
He's just gone after that?
Yep, gone. After.
Whoa.
If we had to spin off our own show that we started from the show that we started because it became something about the first show we started, then we're doing good. It's a good problem to have. I don't think Dre realizes that he reads my notes on the show a lot more than my wife does.
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
22 episodes, 20 sucker punches.
And how many lunge attacks, though?
One. Miss Piggy makes it on the deck, which, I mean, this goes right back to what we were talking to before about Garibaldi not being the best charge of security.
But I've noticed that's just like a sci-fi trope. It happens on Star Trek.
The big head people, they've got big heads, and they've got the triangle thing that does some kind of mind thing.
Just let Dre cook. Let Dre cook.
Well, Sucker Punch is like meta, right? Like, it's not like the characters getting Sucker Punched. It's like the audience. Am I correct in saying that?
And that's what we're here for, to really figure these things out, right, Dre?
I'm glad you stopped me for that, Mike.
I was born in Philadelphia.
We'll see if that makes the cut. But it's an ensemble show. You can't give every character every episode, of course.
She gets to throw a Muppet off the bridge, so I will say she does get a very strong presence.
Babylon 5 with Muppets. I kind of want it now.
The year is 2025, and you've got to check this out.
It's not good. I'm sorry. It's really not.